Welcome to the Dirt on Turf podcast. I'm your host, Chris Toppings. Today we have an amazing guest. First, let's hear from our sponsors.
For almost 30 years, Sod Solutions has worked with top researchers and universities to develop and release cutting-edge turf grass varieties. We have positioned these grasses as the most sold patented varieties in the world, varieties that benefit the golf, sports, residential, and commercial industries. With that success, we have launched a new segment called Sod Solutions Professionals. Sod Solutions Pro is focused on assisting clients through the entire process to provide a beautiful, streamlined, and successful grassing project. We offer robust professional services featuring specification writing, turf grass selection consulting, product sourcing, delivery and installation, and maintenance solutions. Visit sodsolutionspro.com and let us work for you.
Netting professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Netting professionals specialize in the design, fabrication, and installation of custom nettings for backstops, batting cages, dugouts, scoreboards, overhead netting, barrier netting, sideline netting, golf course netting, and much more. They also design and install digital graphic wall padding, windscreen, turf protectors, dugout benches, dugout cubbies, and more. Netting Professionals continues to provide quality products and services to many recreational, high school, college, and professional fields, facilities, courses, and stadiums throughout the country. Netting Professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Contact them today at 844-620-2707 or info@nettingpros.com. Visit them online at www.nettingpros.com or check out Netting Pros on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn for all their latest products and projects.
Welcome to the Dirt on Turf podcast. I'm your host, Chris Toppings. Today we have Kevin Hauschel out on the West Coast. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to get out here, or get on, and I'm excited to talk about some turf tech and see how we can help some guys in the sports field side as well as the golf side that I've been working on. So,
absolutely. Well, give everybody a little introduction of who you are, and then we'll get into kind of what you're doing.
Yeah. So my name is Kevin Hauschel. I'm the West Coast sales rep for Greensight. And then we also we're basically an autonomous drone company that flies golf courses and sports fields and farms 5 days a week. I got into the industry as a golf course superintendent out in California. I helped develop the technology and understand and put it into practice on the golf side. I started in about 2017. And just recently last year decided to leave my great club, Metal Club, and move into the sales world to kind of teach guys in the sports field, golf course side, how to utilize technology to kind of simplify their life and make more informed decisions on their property in regards to watering, fertility, and just overall, you know, traffic and compaction stress. So,
yeah, we had a brief conversation before we got started recording, and it's really interesting for the people. I mean, people can't see, but there's a drone image behind Kevin on his on our Zoom meeting here. Maybe we can get a picture of it and post on the on our Twitter. It's really absolutely interesting. Yeah. Getting back to you, how'd you get started into turf? Like what got you into the business?
Yeah. So, for me, I, went to Washington State University, go Cougs. There's a few of them out there, but in the sports field side, but, our program is no longer existing. It's talking about being resurrected, but I went to school there for integrated plant sciences. Originally had kind of an agriculture background, growing grass seed, ironically, for the industry, just in a different capacity. So I was kind of started working at a golf course in college. I didn't realize that you could get a degree or even focus on anything that related to this, but moved into that and went back to school after getting, I originally got a criminal justice degree, realized I didn't want to be a cop. And so then I went back to school and got an integrated plant science degree, as well as a viticulture degree from Washington State University. Then fell in love with golf. Always loved baseball. Was a, you know, baseball, college baseball player myself. And so basically just wanted to move to California to see kind of what I could do in the golf industry. It was a lot of job openings down there and a lot of opportunities. So took a leap of faith, went down there and kind of worked my way up. I started at a public golf course, you know, making no money at all and living in a single wide trailer on the property. And then eventually moved my way up into superintendent role up at Meadow Club, which is Alistair McKenzie's first course in the United States. Same guy that designs Cypress Point, Augusta National, those kind of places. We were his first design in the United States, which is cool. So it was a neat property up in just north of San Francisco in Marin. Worked there for about 7 years. And then while I was there, you know, helped develop this technology with GreenSight. Was one of their power users and first customers and kind of helped them work out the bugs and stuck with them. And now it's at a point where I felt like it was, you know, something that I needed to share to the industry. And that's kind of how I got into this situation. Was left a really good job. Nothing wrong with the club, just wanted to, was passionate about getting this out to, you know, people like yourself and other turf managers, and try to figure out how we can make their lives just a little bit easier and show them how technology can, you know, solve some problems. So.
Yeah, that's, it's, everybody takes an interesting path. I love always listening to people's stories on how they got to where they are. And for y'all's sake, I hope they resurrect that program and at Washington State. That'd be huge.
We need something up in the, we need another one up in the Pacific Northwest for sure. So we're hopefully there's a few, I know a few proud Cougs that are out there. I know Zach Severance that, you know, he's at Arkansas now, but he's he's a turf manager, sports field guy. So I know there's a few of us that would love to see it come back. It's in the works. It's hopefully we can continue to just keep the ball rolling, so to speak. But, you know, it's we need more and more of those programs just so that people even know that this is an option. You know, it's we're definitely having a shortage in terms of the amount of people that are coming to the industry. So whatever, you know, we can do to continue to get the word out is always good. But I also think that's where some of this technology will help solve some problems. I don't know if I don't know if our labor force is ever going to come back in golf or sports field side.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking on the talking about the tech and stuff, why don't you give the listeners a breakdown of what you do currently?
Yeah. So currently GreenSight is, we have what I call is a turf management ecosystem, so to speak. We're a group of three this side of the company, where GreenSight itself, to give you a little background, is a government contractor. Okay. So basically we've benefited from having some incredible engineers and an incredibly powerful engineering team behind us to develop this technology. That involves robotics, end-to-end software, that kind of stuff, stuff that's way above my head. But basically, they've been giving us this incredible tool in terms of we have the industry's first job board that is connected to not only, you know, what will do your daily job scheduling, that kind of stuff projected on your TV. That's called Turf Cloud. Turf Cloud is integrates with the daily autonomous drone imagery. So on a along with being a job board, you also have your daily imagery, which I'll send some photos to you so that you can post up of just kind of what the three daily images we take are. We take an NDVI, which is a near infrared image that shows, you know, your chlorophyll content or plant vigor, so to speak. So basically, if we're and that's going to show you plant stress, traffic stress, fertility stress, disease, things like that. We also have our thermal imaging camera, which is going to show you your variation in surface temperatures across your field, which directly correlates to available moisture content on the surface as well. So we combine that with our with a company called Soil Scout. So we integrated in a wireless soil sensor, which is basically it's similar to something that people would consider, you know, like a or have heard of like SPIO or anything in those regards. It's Soil Scout is a completely wireless solution. We're able to create a network across your field and then scatter sensors throughout the field completely wirelessly to give you real-time data from the field. So we can show you every 20 minutes your soil moisture, temperature, and salinity. So combining that with the drone, we're able to really beat down into what's causing the stress. So we can tell you if, you know, basically this area is, you know, drying out and that's why it's stressed, or if it because it's compaction and we need to run an aerifier over it. And so what we've done is we've worked hand in hand. I've worked with, you know, a couple, you know, groundskeepers at the highest level. You know, Greg Elliott with the Giants has been using this technology for about a year. And we've been using it to, it started with us monitoring, like I had said, monitoring after a concert, the damage that was done. So I did a before and after flight for the San Francisco Giants, showing them how this, you know, basically their flooring was causing them to have to resod more often because it was, you know, basically causing more damage than other flooring options out there. So Greg used that to go up to his upper management and communicate with him, hey guys, we need to switch to this flooring and this will allow us to not have to sod as much. So, you know, after large events and these stadiums becoming more and more event venues more than they are a playing surface, it's become more and more vital for, you know, groundskeepers to have information like this to communicate to their bosses that don't fully understand what they're doing and how they do it. Our jobs are very technical, and it's very difficult to understand or to get our bosses who have no background or understanding to realize all everything that goes into managing the field at the highest level and to ensure player safety, et cetera. And so the goal being with all this technology is now we can create thresholds, and basically teach groundskeepers, okay, at this moisture, this is the my game day moisture percentage for my skin. This is the game day moisture percentage for my field. This is my game day moisture percentage for, you know, my foul territories, et cetera. And so what we've really done is kind of allowed you guys to break down your, you know, fields into segmented areas or zones and then put sensors and data in to fully understand when you need to water, when you don't need to water, how best to manage and what, you know, what your limitations are for the surface. And when you guys have that information, it makes it a lot easier for you to go up top and ask for more money, ask for more resources, because you're telling them it's an objective decision. This is data. This is an image that is showing you exactly what's going on. It's not my opinion. This is just kind of how it is. Soil sensor, the same exact thing. You can see we're trending this way, and this is why. Did we need to do a calcium application? And this is why, right? And you can show your salinity readings, et cetera. So all we're trying to do is just back up and give you guys as I used to say as a superintendent, you can't do your job if you don't have all your tools in the toolbox, so to speak. And that's how I kind of phrased it, was in order for me to respond to all these different factors, Mother Nature, weather, you know, traffic stress, high fertility prices, labor issues, et cetera, I need to have something that's going to open up time and or out labor hours to then allow us to tackle some of these other issues. And that's what I used this information for, was basically now I didn't have to spend time sampling my field with, you know, we're still going to use a TDR from time to time. We're still going to do, but I didn't have to do that every single day. Now I was able to go out and basically I could look at my imagery and I could look at my soil sensors, and I had a picture of what was going on across my property, based off my different irrigation zones, shaded areas, dry area, you know, full sun areas, et cetera. When you can kind of put a sensor and put some data to every single microclimate that you run throughout these stadiums, it makes it a lot easier for you to manage and then tailor your irrigation to that area and vice versa. And that's the biggest thing I didn't realize until I got into working with Greg, was all the different microclimates that you have on a stadium or inside a stadium. You know, shade areas, you have areas that are full sun, areas that never see the sun. And so being able to make sure that you manage your moisture and your fertility and everything in those areas and traffic is vital to make sure that you don't continue to have problems and continue to waste resources in those areas. And so I think by having a daily flight that allows you to see where you're stressing, where the golf, you know, where the facility is being used the most, so to speak, you know, maybe your foul territory is taking a beating and you need to run a fertilizer app and an aerifier over it, right? It's just allowing you to target your resources for the first time and know exactly where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's man, that's awesome. What's as far east as you guys have been to do all this?
So we actually are based out of Boston, ironically. So we're working. We have a lot of golf customers out in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And then we're just slowly getting into more and more sports field customers. It's, you know, the Giants were, I think, the first of, you know, many to come, so to speak. We've been doing more and more working with Maryland Soccer Complex as well. Jared Minnick is signed up and will be flying. And so it's getting, you know, facilities that have multiple fields that have stretched short on labor and the ability, you know, it's, I get it. You know, some of these facilities that we run into on the sports field side, I feel for you guys. You guys have, you know, 16, 20 field facilities and a crew of 5 to 6 guys. Tools like this that can allow you in one, you know, 30-minute flight to see all your property in one fell swoop and look at it with a fine-tooth comb in terms of, you know, for stress management, water management, et cetera. It just will allow you guys to have a lot more freedom in your day to get things done that kind of maybe get put on the back burner, right? Mm-hmm. And ultimately use your resources better, which, you know, is tough in today's society right now, input costs and things like that. Whatever we can do to show guys where they need to exactly put their fertilizer, you know, maybe the whole field didn't need it, right? Maybe it's just this one area, or maybe it's just this traffic area, right? And if we start understanding what are causing our problems, then we'll start being able to, you know, look at it from a different angle in terms of how do I make sure that this doesn't happen again? You know, I always use the saying, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And ultimately, that's what we tend to do we get in our routines in the golf industry and in the sports field side, you know, where we routinely, once we get in season, it's just, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. And we don't understand, maybe I didn't need to do that day because now I created disease, right? Maybe I shouldn't have mowed. Maybe I shouldn't have put that fertilizer app out. Maybe I shouldn't have watered that day. And so being able to understand, you know, kind of what's going on a microscopic, or not microscopic level, but on a more, you know, finite level, in terms of now we have all this data to back up our decisions, right? It's no longer, hey, we just got rain. How much rain did we get? And how much did that affect our profile? Well, here, let's go look at our soil sensors, right? Now we know, okay, we don't need to water for like 2-3 days, right? And so oftentimes guys end up having to, they create their own problems. And I know that I did it myself. I killed more grass because I made the wrong decision at the wrong time than anybody else. But it's how we learn from those situations and continue to evolve in terms of how we manage. And what I did was it just kind of, these technologies allowed me to simplify. I went from putting 25 fungicides across my property on just my greens, you know, 25 apps a year, to now I only put 5. And the only thing that changed was just that we were focusing on the overall plant health as opposed to sticking to a program of, I need to put this fungicide out, I need to do this, I need to do that, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a different approach, and it was something, you know, and our greens are, they're still, you know, my club, I checked in with them just the other day. They're still only put out about 5 fungicide apps. And so it's figuring out, I think, once you can, what's really causing your issue? Is it black layer? You know, we can help with that with soil sensors, right? Is it understanding when and how long you actually need to irrigate for? Well, maybe you're running your sprinklers for twice as long as they need to run. Okay. These things all cause disease, cause excess growth, excess over fertilizing, etc. And so, you know, what I've learned is kind of, there's a balancing act, so to speak, right? And if we can find that balance by using drone technology that's showing us our fertility across the board, you know, if my field, like as you've seen behind me, right, if it's green, that's good, right? When we start seeing stress, that is the yellow, and then the, you know, red is dead, right? Same idea. So if we can figure out how to monitor our densities across the board and understand when we need to apply fertilizer and when we don't, it allows us to just really save on resources that we wouldn't even think. You know, $1,000 here and there adds up over the course of time. And so getting guys to understand that we can use this technology to lower our input costs, lower our labor costs, and then get a better understanding of what's going on, you know, that's huge, especially in an industry where you guys have incredibly brutal hours at times. There's guys, you know, there's times that, you know, during a homestand, especially, you know, these guys, they're not getting home till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night.
Right.
And so whatever we can do to give them the information for that next day to come in and maybe prepare, that's going to be vital. And that's the way Greg and his team have used this, is they're using this to kind of just stay ahead. And when you're able to do that and you're able to game plan and not be so reactionary, it allows you to just be much more efficient as an operation, right? And your employees are going to like it because you're much more organized. It gets them, you know, it's one of those things where it just kind of, everyone feeds off of that energy. And the technology is, at first I used to get guys, oh, it's going to take our jobs away, or it's going to do this and that. And it's like, no, this is just a tool. Like I said, a tool in your toolbox to make sure that the resources are going where you want them to, that you guys are watering the way you're intending to, and that you're actually not creating problems on your property. And I think that's immensely valuable on a large scale to the industry, especially in times like this, when, you know, majority of these sports, you know, sports fields across the country are ran on shoestring budgets. And so whatever we can do to use this technology to justify even more money going into the operation, right? If we can show them a drone image and show them exactly how poor their field is performing, and show them that just the, you know, if we spent an extra $1,000 on fertilizer, we wouldn't have this problem, right? That's a, you know, something that I think can really aid groundskeepers. And I really think it's also going to make us look like the expert in the room. If we have data and we have, you know, from Soil Scout sensors, and we have drone imagery daily, and we have with MDVI visible and everything, and we can monitor the health of the property across the board. It's just something else to hang our hats on, right? Look how good I'm doing, right? You need to pay me more, okay? It's going to justify, okay, yeah, look, he's justified. Hey, he's really good at what he does, okay? And this is how we're going to, you know, he deserves a pay raise, or he's done this to save us this much money, right? And having Turf Cloud show them exactly how much money you've saved over the course of the year. There's all these. And so you can't go into have those meetings without this arsenal. You know, I always used to say data equals knowledge equals power. If I walk into a green committee meeting, which is just like me walking into your guys's, you know, ops meeting, right? In theory, is if I walk in and I don't have all the data and all the information to respond to all their questions that they could possibly get, throw at me, am I going to look like the expert in the room? Am I going to justify that, you know, that money that I'm getting paid, and or lack of money I'm getting paid? And so that's the biggest thing that I found, was if I wanted to become an expert, everyone that we work with from ops, everything like that, they speak, what do they speak? They speak dollar and cents. We got to make money. That's what they want to do. And for us, it's okay, that's fine, but we need to have these resources and these tools, and this is why, right? And so that's what we're trying to show them, is, you know, we can use this to justify the need for more, you know, for more money, more equipment, more personnel, larger fertilizer budget, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, where can, we've learned about this, you know, what y'all have to offer. Before we get back onto our questions, where can they find out more about this? Like, give them
Just
briefly.
You can go to greensite.com. In there, you know, there's a link to basically, you can contact Jason or myself. The other best way to get a hold of us is you could, you know, I'll shoot you my email and everything like that. But basically, you know, feel free to reach out. I have, you know, my email, khauschel@greensite.com. And then we also have all of our literature and things like that on the website as well. So I'd be happy to send anybody any of our literature, case studies, things like that. We have a lot of really cool stuff from the Giants, neat videos and stuff like that. So whatever, you know, definitely reach out via email or through the website. And then I can also, you know, pass my number along, et cetera, you know, through the thing link, and people can reach out to me that way as well.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's really cool what they're doing. And I'd definitely like to have Greg on at some point. That'd be a pretty cool guest to have.
Yeah. He's got a neat perspective. Just because he's in the real life doing it. It's neat for me to talk about it, but when you hear him talk about how he's utilizing it on the property, I learn something new from him every time. I always say that.
That's awesome.
That's the cool thing. It's the cool thing about the imagery, is you're constantly being able to learn.
Yeah.
You know.
So what are some of your passions outside your job?
Oh, I'm big hunter, big hunting, fishing, golf.
Oh, that's awesome.
Obviously.
That's awesome.
So, yeah,
waterfowl? So, waterfowl?
Yeah. Oh, big time. I grew up in Washington, Columbia Basin. So for me, ducks, geese, pheasants. That awesome. Was kind of what I grew up doing. So it was,
same here.
Definitely
that's
miss
awesome.
It. California is not very good for it. I'm originally from Washington. And so I miss it, but I get up there, you know, at least once a year and try to go out and do something. And then, you know, trying to get out and hit some more areas and fly fish and do stuff like that. California is pretty crowded. So, hopefully get out to Colorado here and get a fly fishing trip in here shortly. But I mean, that's, you know, that and just, you know, your average just sports and that kind of stuff. Pretty much that's all that and golf. I mean, I like to play a lot of golf. Haven't been able to do that. I got a newborn right now, so that's as that kind of your golf game goes down, and then your time goes down. But I'm hopefully gonna get plan a trip here at some point as well.
You know, what's the best turf grass advice you've ever been given?
I would actually say, are we on a PG? Is this a PG show? Or
yeah. Yeah, we like to keep
No, you're good. It's more so I just want to make sure, but I had one of my mentors, Dave Sexton, who was at Meadow Club before me for 40 years. He said that it's the hardest thing in the world to see, but he goes, there's a giant neon sign over your property and it says not your golf course. And it was the best piece of advice that he could ever give me because it puts it in perspective. You know, ultimately, this isn't our property. We work for owners, right? Or we work for a management company, et cetera. And so making sure that we do everything in our power to, you know, to save money and do the best to our ability was, and that's kind of, it stuck with me. And it always has. It's not really turf grass advice. It's more so just in terms of how to keep your job.
Yeah.
So to speak, which is powerful. But other than that, the best turf grass advice was in regards to water. And it was, a great friend and mentor in college. He basically said that superintendent, and he gave the adage that your soil profile is like a bathtub. If you over fertilize or over water and or underwater and the bathtub overflows or it's too low, the plant doesn't have what it needs to survive. And so that was kind of my, you know, reasoning for eventually getting soil sensors in the ground was because I wanted to understand what is too full, what is too little. And so once I started to understand my soils across my property and how to irrigate properly, that's when I really saw all the, you know, all the savings in terms of fertility and for fungicides across the property. So that would be the one thing I would say is, you know, the one advice or one piece of advice that I got that really I would pass along.
That's just as good as any of them I've heard. We only got a few minutes here, so I wanted to wrap up with the same questions I always ask. Your favorite quote or phrase?
I think I already said it, but the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah, I figured you were going to base back on that. All right, if you could pick one meal, what would it be?
Oh, it's going to have to be lasagna. I'm a sucker for it.
Who's the preparer? Favorite.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go with mom's on that one.
Good choice.
I don't think it gets much better than that. So,
all right, if you wake up tomorrow and you've won the lottery, what's the first thing you do and what's your first non-essential purchase?
Oh, man. First non-essential purchase is my wife and I are going on a vacation. That's for sure. that's a guarantee, I would say. It's been with between newborn and you know, switching new jobs, new careers, it's, you know, this has been, it's been a long year, not a lot of time for that kind of stuff. So I think it would probably be a nice vacation somewhere for maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, lastly, what are some words of wisdom that you could give to young and up and coming turf professionals?
I would say, you know, do everything you can to understand soils, the, you know, water and profiles and how they interact and how to best manage them. But I would also, I would say that the biggest thing is, don't be afraid to think outside the box and try something new. Don't be afraid to look to technology. You're all been grown up with it. And so it makes sense for you guys to be the bridge into the industry. And so I honestly, I really just hope that guys, you know, especially younger generation, embraces the new technology that's out there, and continues to, you know, continue to learn from your mentors and stuff like that. But, you know, don't try to just do the same thing over and over again. You know, let's find a new way to create efficiency and help the industry kind of move forward in that direction.
Yeah, that's great advice. Man, it's been a pleasure having you on. We're gonna have to get you back on again.
Yeah.
Man, it's I've been trying to get some people out with some tech, you know, so they can really talk about it. And I'm gonna get you to send me over some links and stuff so I can share them, and that way they'll have your at least your Twitter handle and the companies, and they can kind of get a hold of it. It'd be nice to maybe y'all could get some traffic from it. It'd be pretty cool.
That would be awesome, you know, and thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure to just get to talk to, you know, and thank, you know, talk to your listeners, et cetera, about the potential that's out there. And like I said, it's, you know, don't be afraid for, you know, have people reach out, no problem. I'm you know, a backboard, whatever they, any questions, anything like that, you know, we get that this is not easy to understand, adopt, and it's something new. So,
Yeah. Well, again, man, I thank you for your time, and I'm gonna be in touch, and I'm sure they are too.
awesome.
All right,
Well,
man.
thanks for your time, Chris.
Yeah,
Yeah,
man.
have a good one.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Dirt Turf Podcast. Benchmark Tool and Supply was founded over 15 years ago and have established themselves as experts in the GPS construction industry ever since. They're excited to bring their expertise into the sports turf management and landscaping world. Their recent partnership with ABI has allowed them to bring that knowledge into an industry that has seen the rapid adoption of GPS and automation technology. The ABI Force Z23 is an all-in-one field groomer and landscaper's dream tool. The ability to bring laser precision to ball field grading is changing the way the game is played at every level. When it comes time to step up your turf maintenance and line marking, turn to the GPS pros who have years of experience helping experts get the job done right the first time. Call Benchmark Tool and Supply today at 866-342-7665. AgStone is focused on providing its customers with more than just a great product. Offering a surprisingly affordable full-course wetting agent that is 98% biodegradable, reduces LDS, increases nitrogen uptake, and has no burn potential. One chemistry, multiple benefits. AgStone stays with you every step of the way, helping analyze and maximize potential through our products, technical knowledge, and customer support. To get more information, visit www.ag-stone.com, www.ag-stone.com, or email sales@agstone.com and ag-stone.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. Again, I'm your host, Chris Toppings, with the Dirt on Turf podcast. And before we leave you, let me remind you about netting professionals. It doesn't matter what kind of netting you need, whether it's for a batting cage, a dugout, driving range, backstops, check out netting professionals. Go to their website, www.nettingpros.com, or follow them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. You don't want to miss out with these people. Give them a call. Let them give you a price. They'll take care of you. Until next week,
I'm Chris Toppings. We'll see you then.
This segment is brought to you by Turfmen. Turfmen is a patch repair product developed by a former golf course superintendent, designed for professional turf managers and homeowners alike to fill in those bare spots or worn areas of turf. Turfmen helps you save time and money by using high quality professional ingredients so you will never end up with weed seed in your repairs. Turfmen is now available in two different formulations. One, with USGA specs saying peat moss and grass seed, or the second formulation, which has OMRI listed compost, peat moss, and grass seed. Turfmen is proudly sourced and blended in the USA. Repair the bear with Turfmen and go to www.turfmen.com for more information. That's www.turfmen.com. And make sure to reference Dirt on Turf when you place your order to get 10% off. Repair the bear with Turfmen.